been told how to build a house. Holy Spirit, flow. Fill the wind and air, filling the hearts of men. Come across this place, the sweet wind. Holy Spirit, move, giving our hearts to you. In your breath once again, mighty wind. Feel the wind.
Someone go out there and tell him breakfast is now over and worshiping the Lord. Thank you. Does anybody want to worship with me this morning? Come on, you can do better than that.
You're the light, yeah, bring me joy. You're my shelter from the storm. You're my guide, yeah, will provide all my hope.
Look at somebody and ask them a good question. Say, what did you come for this morning? How many came to praise the Lord? You know what? But you came. You could have done that at home, right? But you came here to praise God with me and with her and with each other. Amen? So look at somebody and say, I came to praise God with you.
Worthy of my praise.
Why don't you find yourself a prayer partner? I get to cover for Brother Jesse today. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Isn't that good? Amen. How many of y'all are hungry and ready? Amen. My goodness. Well, y'all just claimed your own side. Amen. Spread out. Amen. We're going to let the kids go in Jesus' name. Amen. Go on. Hallelujah. They're doing something fun today. And we're just going to start the word right off the top. Amen. Oh, they want to sow their offering. Okay, come on up. Y'all can sow your offering first. We'll wait on everybody else. Oh. All right. Isn't that good? Now, I'm going to tell y'all what with this breakfast food on the first of the month. Y'all better put those forks down at 11 o'clock because I'm not a restaurant musician. Amen. we went to a restaurant last night and they had people playing out there and I said, boy, that's got to be a rough life. Amen. It goes right there. There you go, dear. I don't think that guy likes me. I'm serious. I tried to speak to him on Friday night. I just don't think he likes me. Amen. I didn't do nothing to him. Amen. All right. Oh, yeah, so don't play that one, amen, especially when we got a visitor, amen. Hallelujah. We start this music to worship God. Put the fork down. Good gosh. Somebody say hallelujah. Well, I'm going to start taking tips. All right. This is something we do together, amen. God is good. I want to talk to y'all this morning. Some of you have heard this, but it's a good idea to hear it and hear it and hear it. And hear it and hear it. There are things that we can put in our life to be successful, right? There are easy things that we can do to put in our life and be successful. And to see things happen and have peace of mind. How many want to have peace of mind? Amen. And wholeness. Amen. And be blessed. And so often we forget these little simple things that God gives us to do. You have to put God in your life. That is an absolute necessity. God has got to be in your life. You got to be responsible with it. And these are certain things you want to have. I see you back in church today. Amen. If you can catch this thing, you'll be successful in Christian life. Amen. Amen. Or in the life of the church and in the ministry. Because there are certain things in church that you're supposed to get out of it. One, you're supposed to put some stuff in. Amen. But there's a lot of stuff that you get out of church. You know, I went to a seminar for
business type seminar, and the guy was talking success and all these things. We had to pay that man to tell us. Amen. To be positive. Amen. And every week we get to go and hear the word of God giving us encouragement and peace of mind. Amen. And hope and security, right? So I want to talk to you about something. I want you to say, somebody told me this, if you want to be a strong Christian or a good Christian, think of life in this way. Think about this. Think that Jesus died yesterday. Amen. Rose today and is coming back tomorrow. If we would live our life with that end, with that thought in mind, we'd be a little bit different, wouldn't we? I mean, the way we respond to things, we'd sing a little bit differently. If we thought Jesus just died yesterday and he rose today and tomorrow he's coming back. But so often we forget. Amen. And we live any kind of way we want to live. Amen. Do all the things we want to do. We stay in tubes a little bit too long. Amen. Time is short. You ever heard that? Time is short. Or life is short. You have to handle it with prayer. You know, think about some things. You know, every day, you know, God renews our youth and all this other stuff, but you're still getting old. Amen. And there are a lot of things you need to get over quickly, you know, to do some things. So I want you to say, Jesus died yesterday. Everybody say it.
Jesus died yesterday.
Jesus rose this morning.
And he's coming back tomorrow.
Therefore, what are you going to do with the rest of today? What are you going to do with the rest of today? I taught this before, and when I taught this before, I said, the way it was, the way it is, and the way it should be. And there are certain things we all need never to forget. When we get out of whack in our heads and we get a little bit crazy, we've forgotten one of these things. We've forgotten the way it was. You know, we want to complain and gripe about all the things that are going on in our life right now and all this other stuff, but we forget what God brought us out of. You know, not many people fell out of a palace someplace. We have progressed and things have gotten better. Amen? And a lot of people, we need to remember. Do you remember? Nobody would know in many cases what people have come out of. Never forget what God's done for you. You got to have a testimony or you'll never overcome. You've got to have a testimony or you'll never overcome. And you know, everybody say testimony.
Testimony.
That means witness. Don't you know that you can be living evidence that God can do great things? You know, we're sitting up here trying to convince people week after week after week, month after month. God can save you. God can set you free. God can prosper you. You know, but so often we're left without any evidence because we can't find the right witness. Is there a reason why you choose not to be a witness of the goodness of Jesus? Go right here. Psalm chapter 132, verse 12. If thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony, somebody say my testimony, that I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon thy throne forever. How many want to stay where you are for a long time? How many of you come out of something and now you're at a place that you're happy about? You're satisfied with what God is doing. You're living a little bit better than maybe your parents lived, amen? Or than what you thought you would have, right? Well, how do you stay there? How do you keep going forward? You keep a testimony. You keep a testimony. And your testimony will keep a good thing going. Amen? Revelations chapter 12, verse 11. And it says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their own lives unto death. There are so many things that we feel like we're being overwhelmed. Instead of us overcoming in circumstances and us overcoming in situations and in our problems, we get overwhelmed. Anybody ever felt overwhelmed, like life was just on top of you and you couldn't get on top of things? Best thing you can do is find a testimony and overcome. Think about what God's done in the past. You know, whenever I get some stuff going on in my life and says, man, this is a rough one, I don't know if I can handle this, I think about what God's already done. David did that many times, didn't he? when he needed to get strength to do something or need to encourage himself or get pumped up a little bit. Everybody got to get pumped up, right? He thought about all the things that God had used him to do as a child. I fought this one, I fought that one. Man, I must be bad. Do you remember, do you have a testimony today? Or do you just have a moan or a groan? Anybody with a testimony? Haven't heard a good testimony. Usually people come in and say, you're not going to believe what happened to me this week. Yes, I would. Amen. They walk in with the face, lips nearly dragging the floor. Amen. All worn out. You wouldn't believe what happened to me. No, I don't want to believe it because I don't want it to happen to me either. Amen. We have to keep a testimony. Anyone that doesn't have a testimony will never be an overcomer. They're going to stay right where they are. Forgetting where you come from. Oh. Forgetting where you come from never takes you where you need to go. Amen? So that is the way it was. I want you to dwell in that. Don't ever leave the way it was. Because that's your testimony. God walked with you through those things. Fellowship with it. I'm not talking about dwelling in the past and thinking all this other stuff. I'm just talking about, well, look what God's done. Can anybody say that? Or is am I the only one he's done something for? Did he take a break with you or something like that? Come on. Or y'all going down the wrong way? I've picked up Jesus, and ever since I got him, things have just been getting worse and worse and worse. No, it's better with Christ. It's better with Christ. Come a long way. And so have you. I can't tell your testimony. You can. Oh, if you would just think in this room some of the things that folk have been through. You know, Christians today like people to think that they fell out of heaven and just lost their wings, you know, and they're just waiting. No, we all come out of crud. Drugs, addictions, come on. Don't let us get real. But I think we need to. You can't forget. You always didn't have money in your pocket. Even in the woodlands. The AC didn't always work. I'm going to start taking snapshots of people just for some evidence. So when you start pouting and griping about what God's doing in your life in the next year, amen, I'm going to pull out a book and say, remember that car? Oh, who's that getting out of that car? And we'll have a little film footage. Isn't that you? Oh, you forgot the hoopty, didn't you? We forget. We forget. And you know what? When we forget, we hurt people. When we forget and play games and lie, we hurt people. We allow people that are coming, that are following us, to think that nobody's been down that road before. People need a witness. Some say the way it was. Testimonies. A church without people that will give testimonies will never overcome or never cause you to overcome. Don't have a friend without a testimony. Too proud to give a testimony, ditch him. Amen, because you're not going to go anywhere with that person. Some say the way it was. And there's another group. There's another one that I like. This is another one. These are balanced people, real people. I'm going to say real people.
Real people.
I want real people in my life.
Amen.
I want some real people in my life. You know, they got to be balanced. They got to know the way it was and have a reality there. Amen. There are certain people that are playing characters. You meet them. They're just characters they saw on the TV someplace. You know, I knew them 5 years ago, but all of a sudden they're, you know, jumped off a dynasty someplace, you know. And thought they were Queen Elizabeth's granddaughter or something, or you know, Prince Charles's son. I want some real people.
Amen.
People that know the way they were. That's what I like about Brother Dean. Brother Dean looked pretty bright. So I'm going to tell your testimony. Amen. I like Brother Dean. Looks all cool, and he's always telling us how good he's doing. Amen.
Amen.
But that's a good thing. But one of the good things I like about Brother Dean, if you hang around Brother Dean for a while, amen, you'll remember, amen, the way it used to be. And say hallelujah.
He
said, I want you to go home with me. I mean, he's a successful man, college grad, making good money. Amen. Thank God. Amen.
Yeah.
Thank God. But, you know, I don't want to hear people telling me they make good money. That's nothing for me. Anybody can make good money. Amen. But I want to hear people that know how to travel. Say, it wasn't that way when I was coming up. Things were tight. Blue collar jersey. Somebody say hallelujah. Testimony. Testimonies. People that know the way it was. Talk to my mom. My mom looks good and she's rolling. Amen. But if you hang, if you spend 3 days around her, amen, you're going to find out the way it was. Amen. That's the bad thing about our parents. They usually tell the way it was for you too. Amen. Do you remember what it was before you lost all that weight? And before we got the teeth fixed? Come on. Come on. Somebody say the way it was.
The way it was.
Because they want to keep it real. Now you want to have that revelation. If you don't know the way it was, don't go on. You're not going to go anywhere. Because what's going on in your life right now is really not a reality. It's fake. And it will crumble. Your mind will screw you up later on. Nobody's going to want to be around you because everybody else can tell. They know, come on, this is, I can watch TV for this. Come on. You can't go beyond. You can't go anywhere until you know where you've been. Whether you think you might think you've escaped, amen, put on the new outfit, amen. But you can't go anywhere unless you are really solid about whether you know where you've been. One of the things you find about successful people, they tell you where they've been. They don't try to hide it. Not afraid of it because they know they're never going back.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Most of these people, I would go to these seminars all before, and the first thing they tell in these success seminars, they talk about a millionaire thing. I was broke. They spent about half the time talking about how broke they were. Why do they share that? Because they know what they really are now. Isn't that good? Everybody say, I know.
I know.
The way it was.
The way it was.
Now don't get stuck there.
Amen.
There are a lot of people that get stuck there. They never go from there because they're always thinking about the way it used to be. You also got to know the way it is.
Amen.
There are a lot, we were talking about that last night. God comes and opens the cage for us. Or, you know, it's like open a bird cage and a bird stays right inside because he doesn't know they're already set free. There are a lot of people still tripping because they really don't know the way it really is. You know, you see these people that go through these. You ever seen the movies where they have these psychological things going as they're children and they're adults and they're still playing the same thing? You know, you start yelling at people. I'm not yelling at you. Yes, you are. No, you're hearing that old past. Daddy used to yell at you. Amen. You think it's still going on. Nobody's yelling at you anymore. Everybody say that.
Nobody's yelling at you anymore.
Nobody's screaming at you anymore. Nobody's beating up you anymore. You know, you get in these relationships. Your relationships don't work out. You know why your relationships don't work out? Because you don't know the way it really is. All the kids in high school used to pick on you, amen, and talk behind your back. So you're thinking everybody's still picking on you and still talking behind your back. Your brother never used to share, you know. They always stole from you, so you don't know the way it really is. Nobody's stealing from you anymore. There are a lot of people that are messed up today because they don't know the way it really is. Some people think they're still broke because they grew up broke. We had to suffer for bread. Amen. One guy told me, we were talking, he said, man, we didn't even know what cereal was. They would put milk in the bowl and break up crackers and stick it in the bowl. What a poverty mentality. There are a lot of people that don't even know the way it really is. They grew up with these depression grandparents and all this other stuff, and they think depression's still going on. Save that. Save that. Somebody said, that's not the way it is.
That's not the way it is.
Now, I can be real. We got black and white in here today. There are a lot of black people today that aren't successful. You know why? Because they don't know the way it really is. We're not hanging from trees anymore. We're not all where we should be. Amen. I know that. Amen. But we're not swinging as much as we used to swing. Amen. You're not getting beat for talking back anymore. Amen. You can ride to the front of the bus. Amen. You can go get a job. Somebody say, you got to know the way it is.
You
got to
know the way it is.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So a lot of people are not successful because they don't really know what time it is and what opportunities are available to them. Everybody say, this is a new day.
This is a new day.
This is a new day. Maybe grown up in situations and families where things just didn't work out for you. You know, and things weren't in your control. A lot of abusive situations where you couldn't control the things that happened to you. Or what people said to you. They controlled your destiny. They controlled your future. You're nothing. You're worthless. And you couldn't do anything about it. You couldn't move out. You didn't have anywhere to go. You were stuck there. And then you got out. How many are out?
Am I talking just crazy this morning? Can anybody relate to what I'm talking about?
Amen.
You have to know the way it is today. Amen. Nobody controls your future, your destiny anymore but you and God.
Amen.
That's the way it is. You're free. All right. Somebody say kingdom now. Say kingdom now again.
Kingdom now.
Go to 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 1. We'll find out why we're going there in a moment. The way it is. And it came to pass when he had made an end of speaking unto Saul, that the soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. Now, this is good. Okay, what I'm basically talking about, in each one of these situations that we're talking about, the way it was, the way it is, and the way it should be, you need to have a relationship in every one of those areas. In every one of those situations, the way it was, you need to find somebody that you can help and give your testimony to. You need to find someone that is where you were so that you can tell them how to get out of it. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But where it is right now, where you are right now, there is somebody that's going through exactly what you're going through. You're not in that situation by yourself, and you need to find them. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And find yourself a covenant brother and get someone that you can agree with and go on to what God wants you to have. Three relationships. Write down these three relationships. And we've said this over and over again. You still don't have them. Amen? Three relationships you want to have in your life. Somebody that you're helping out, not dragging along. And I tell you what, if you get overbalanced where everybody you're doing, you're giving out, you're encouraging them, you're patting them on the back. You don't want to have a slew of them. That'll wear you out. Find one or two, amen, that you can encourage and say, I know you can make it. I came out of what you came out of. And I know what you went through. And encourage them. Make a commitment to encourage them and minister to them. That will help you. Another relationship you want to have a peer relationship. Somebody that's almost just like you. It's not going to judge you, not going to wear you out, not going to criticize you, but someone that's going to be real with you and help you out. Amen. Somebody to hang with. Anybody got anybody to hang with? Let me see, how many you got a covenant relationship where somebody's just like you? See? Nobody? Well, you can tell all those things. Amen. Then there's another relationship that everybody needs to have. You need to have a relationship where there's someone that is where you want to go. Amen. Someone that's been where you are, and they can tell you, I can tell you how to get out of that. I'm going to hook you up and just follow me. I'll take you along. Somebody say hallelujah. So the way it was, the way it is, and the way it is should be. Now that's the one. Now, after you get a reality of the way things are right now. See, there are a lot of people that want to exercise in their faith and go beyond where they are right now, but they don't know where they are right now. One step at a time. One step at a time. Before you can handle where you are, you've got to deal with where you've been. After you've dealt with where you've been, then you can start to deal with where you are and start to enjoy it a bit. I like that, don't you? When you start to feel overwhelmed. These are things, I have to be real. What things are going on right now? What is in reference to right now? I guess, let's see. Let's think of the positive things. What positive things? When I talk about right now, somebody give me positive things. Not a big sentence, just a word. Anybody got positive things that they would think would be going on right now? Verna. Going to church? Okay. Things that I would think were going on, these are negative things, bills. Things that you think that you're dealing with right now that take all of your time up. A bad relationship, your bills, your job security, these are all things that you're dealing with right now. Things that usually wear us out. Relationships and bills and stuff that we can't handle, these are all immediate things. And we're overwhelmed by those things. We need to get a reality of where we are right now, that God is our source. We're never going to go back. God's going to take care of us. God is faithful. We're going to make it. We're not going to be overwhelmed. God didn't bring us this far to leave us. We can handle right now. And you know what I've learned about right now? There's one thing you can handle right now. Fear does not deal with us for the future. And fear doesn't deal with us in the past. Fear deals with us with right now. Amen?
Yeah.
Forgiveness for the past, but you need to deal with fear today. The only thing you can do about today is refuse to fear.
is refuse to fear. How many got some situations that are kind of scary? Mountains out there, monsters, big old things out there, and says, I'm coming down on you, and this thing is not going to work out. You're going to lose everything. Well, you can't go back and fix stuff. Too late. It's gotten too big, then you have to get to the point to where you refuse to fear. I tell you what, things in my life started to get a lot better. You know, when I just started to say, I'm not going to fear this thing anymore. I'm not going to argue about stuff anymore that I can't handle, and I refuse to fear. We had this ministry, and you know, this place is not packed, and there were big expenses and things that got all, I mean, it was just crazy. I'd hate to come to church sometime because this thing was nothing but a big debt and all this other mess. It was just mess. And it would never get better until I got to the point where I said, you know what? I refuse to fear any of this stuff anymore. I refuse to fear in any area of my life. You want your life to get better immediately? See, you might not be able to walk out overnight. I'm just going to walk. I got this debt right now, and I'm just going to walk away. Yeah, it'll follow you where you go sometime. The only thing you can do about it is refuse to allow it to have control over you and refuse to fear. I went through a whole season to where it was nothing. Couldn't go anywhere. Couldn't go back. Couldn't go forward. But all I could do is handle my heart, handle my mindset, amen, and enjoy life where I was, amen, by refusing to fear. Say, I will not be afraid. Say, I will not be afraid. I'm trying to find you in one area of your life where maybe you're stuck in the past, amen. Maybe you need to go back, amen. Maybe you're someplace right now where you feel overwhelmed by life. Deal with fear. Deal with fear. Some say the way it is. And why do I call it the way it is? Because it's all perspective. It's all a matter of perspective. We talked about we walk by faith and not by sight. What does that mean? Amen. You can look at things that are going on right now and see all the negative, all the problems, all the reasons why it won't work out, all the reason to give up, all the reason to quit. Or you can look through the eyes of faith and say, I trust God, and I know I'm going to get out of this, and I know everything's going to be all right. You got to know the way it really is, and you got to know what really matters and what really counts and what's really important. Glory to God. Jesus rose this morning. Then the last one is the way it shall be. That has to do with our hope and our expectation. Amen? The way it was, the way it is, and the way it shall be. Now, the way it shall be has to deal with, amen, going on. You've got to get a positive confession. You've got to get a vision of tomorrow. You've got to get a hope. You need to get some sight there. Amen?
Amen.
And go for it. If you don't have good vision, find yourself a mentor. Find you someone that's beyond where you are, that's going to push you out of where you are and say, hey, look, I see a good thing for you. How many got vision for tomorrow?
Amen.
You got vision? If you don't have, you know what? What you perceive in your spirit, amen, is what's going to be tomorrow. And if you don't perceive anything in your spirit, you're not going to have a future. And there are a lot of people that don't do anything. All you do is talk to them. They got all these big dreams, all these big desires, amen. All this big stuff. They don't know where they've been and they don't know where they are, but yet they got this big dream about where they're going. They're not going anywhere. Amen? They're not going anywhere. So you need to get ready. Somebody say hallelujah. To move on to the better things of God. So that you can go whole. So you can go complete. Not fake. There are so many movies out there. You ever seen movies where these people get promoted with somebody else's identity and stuff like that? And they're always worried about it. I think Ricky Lake had one of those things one time. She was posing to be some dead guy's girlfriend. She had his baby or something like that. That's what it's like for a lot of people. They try to go forward in life, amen, with somebody else's identity. You need to go forward in life with you. With you. With you. Someone say, the way it shall be. I want you to think about it this way. Glory to God. Everybody say above.
Above.
Now you need to get to the point to where you need to find somebody and really see the good things in their life. Some say a mentor. Somebody that's going someplace. How many of you know people that are going? Have you built relationships of people that are going somewhere? Come on. Or is everybody you know in the same rut you are? Or in trouble? If you want to get out of where you are, amen, you got to find somebody that's already out and hook up. Somebody say hallelujah. Find somebody to hook up. And then realize when you're hooking up with this person knows what they're doing, they know where they're going, and I want to be a part of that. And you need to be a disciple. Somebody say glory to God. And learn. Open your mind. Open your heart to learn some new things. It says this in Matthew chapter 10, verse 24. Now, you can be miserable and be stuck all by yourself. No mentor, not helping anybody, amen, just stuck with miserable you. It says this, the disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple to be as his master, and the servant to be as his Lord. If they call the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call you the household? Basically, what it's saying is that you need to get with somebody and try to mentor or imitate some of the things that they're doing. We're all disciples of Christ, aren't we? We're to imitate Christ in everything we do and how we live and how we walk and how we talk and all these other things. Well, find somebody that's out and act like them for a while and watch what happens to you. Say,
I will.
Create
new positive
relationships. You're going to find somebody that's where you were and speak into their life and help get them out. But you'll never go back to help that person that's there. Amen. If you got too much pride and too much dignity, amen, to lower yourself and says, hey, I was in this rut too. That is a selfish thing. Amen. That is a selfish thing. There's so many selfish Christians that see people struggling. Amen. But we are so concerned about our image. Amen. We refuse to lower ourselves just a little bit to help somebody else out. Find somebody that you need to help out. Talking about being a witness. Then find a friend. Find a peer friend. Find a peer friend. There's somebody out there just like you that can understand where you're going. You always fussing and fighting and carrying on with that friend. That's not your peer friend. Amen? Then find yourself somebody. Amen? That's been where you've been. Amen? Been where you are. And is that where you want to go? And God will bring you out and do some great things for you. Did y'all enjoy that this morning?
Amen.
Why don't you stand up right where you are? Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for wonderful people that hear the word, put it on the inside of their heart, and do something about it. Lord, we pray that this word takes root, Father God, that it makes life better for those that come to hear, Father God. Bring us to reality, Father God. Bring us closer to your perfection, closer to your will, closer to your purpose. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now I want you to sow a good seed this morning. I get to see y'all tonight. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Y'all be blessed. Put on some good music back there.